Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
What's up, fantasy football fans? Brandon Kravitz here with you for a Tuesday edition of the Fantasy Bites podcast. All the info you need in 5 minutes or less every single day. And you can check out all of the latest fantasy content over at rotowire.com/pod. NFL free agency got started with a bang yesterday when Jimmy Garoppolo signed with the Las Vegas Raiders. Took a while to get here, but Garoppolo is reunited with head coach Josh McDaniels, who worked with Garoppolo earlier in his career while the two were with the Patriots. He'll now have a bevy of great options to throw the ball to as well, including Devontae Adams. So Jimmy G's fantasy stock should take a nice bump up with this move. In a corresponding move, Jacoby Myers has also signed with the Raiders. Sam Darnold lands in San Francisco. He'll be an insurance option for the 49ers as a backup quarterback. Last year, worst case scenario for San Francisco, as every quarterback on their roster experienced a season-altering injury. Trey Lance is still the presumed starter going into next season. The Darnold pickup feels much more like insurance than anything else. As the rumors regarding Aaron Rodgers and a potential trade to the Jets continue to gain steam, the Jets continue to add pieces that will curry favor with Rodgers. Alan Lazard, free agent wide receiver who played with Rodgers in Green Bay, is in talks to sign with the New York Jets. The Falcons and Bears appear to be the teams this offseason who are in spend like a drunken sailor mode. They have made some pretty big moves already, the biggest being the Bears bringing in Tremaine Edmonds from the Bills and the Falcons signing former Bengals safety Jesse Bates. But I would anticipate that neither of these teams are done given the available cap space they have. The Patriots are slated to trade Jonnu Smith to the Atlanta Falcons in exchange for a 7th-round pick. This should open things up for Hunter Henry to get more run in New England, and hopefully it doesn't mean anything too detrimental in terms of the fantasy prowess of Kyle Pitts. I think if anything, it could help Pitts because he's had a tough time taking that next step as a tight end in the NFL, and Jonnu Smith appears to be the consummate professional in the NFL. This one was a bit of a shocker yesterday. Chargers running back Austin Eckler is seeking permission to speak with other teams about a potential trade. This coming after extension conversations between Eckler and the Chargers have apparently stalled out. Eckler's 27 years old and due $6 million rather in 2023, a mark that he has clearly surpassed in terms of his overall production. Let's turn to the betting side of things, folks. We are in another drought. No fun. Our underplay in the T-Wolves Hawks game was in trouble from the very start. Not a lick of defense played in that one, but we carry on. Use the BetMGM bonus code ROTOBONUS, earn a first bet offer up to $1,000. Tonight, I'm looking the way of college basketball. NCAA tournament starts tonight with the first four games, and I like Pitt to overtake Mississippi State in their matchup of 11 seeds. Pitt is well coached under Jeff Capel, and they're one of the oldest teams in the tournament. And despite getting cold towards the end of the season, you know, they had a blowout loss to Duke in the ACC tournament. They are more than capable of beating high-level competition. They've done it all year long, and their slow pace should disrupt what Mississippi State wants to do. I like them plus 2.5 tonight. For everything fantasy sports, get yourself a free trial over at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.